This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Cordova, C-O-R-D-O-V-A, first name Anita, A-N-I-T-A. The date of birth, March 10, 1946. Date of evaluation, November 2, 2022. Referring physician, Dr. Stuffman. The chief complaint, 76-year-old female seen for cardiovascular clearance. The HBI, the patient is noted as a 76-year-old female who reports a fracture to the right wrist, period. She had a slip and fall approximately 2 weeks ago, period. She then underwent right wrist surgery at that time, period. She did undergo surgery under general anesthesia per Dr. Abels in Castro Valley without problem, period. The procedure apparently did not work, period. She was anticipated to undergo further surgery. However, she was found to have an abnormal EKG, period. She was sent to the emergency room where she was given IV fluid and a medication which dropped her heart rate immediately, period. The patient denies any symptoms of exertional chest pain or shortness of breath, period. She does report a pressure-like sensation between her breastbone, which she first experienced 9 months ago, period. These symptoms occur in the supine position, period. She reports that the symptom goes away on standing up. It usually lasts approximately 10 to 30 minutes, period. She has attributed those symptoms to gastroesophageal reflux disease, period. The past medical history, asthma / COPD, next number anxiety, next number gastroesophageal reflux disease, past surgical history, right wrist surgery times one, next number torn ligament left knee. Left knee 1 to 2 months earlier, next number bilateral thumb surgery, next number thyroid surgery, not otherwise specified. Medications, metoprolol tartrate, 25 milligrams 1 BID, Spiriva, take 2 puffs daily, Symbicort, take 2 puffs BID, Xanax, 0.5 milligrams 1 PRN, vitamin D, 1 daily, calcium, 1 daily. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, father had hypertension and heart disease. Social history. She is a prior smoker who quit in 1990. She has history of alcohol use, but no drug use. Review of systems. Constitutional. She reports weight gain. Skin. She reports color change, head, she has trauma, eyes, she reports dryness and cataracts, ears, no deafness or tinnitus, nose, no decreased smell or bleeding, oral cavity, she reports dry mouth, throat, no sore throat, but she has dryness, neck, nose, stiffness or decreased motion, respiratory, she has cough due to COPD, cardiac, as per HBI, gastrointestinal, she has heartburn, genitourinary, she has frequency and urgency, musculoskeletal, as per HBI, neurologic, no headache or dizziness, psychiatric. She has depression and insomnia. She also has anxiety. Hematologic, she has history of anemia, easy bruising, and easy bleeding. The physical examination, blood pressure 133/73, pulse 75, respiratory rate of 20, height 65 inches, weight 182.4 pounds. In general, she's a mildly obese female who is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Abdomen is mildly obese but otherwise unremarkable. Skin, she has some ecchymosis of the forearm. Extremities, she has varicosities of the lower extremity bilaterally. Musculoskeletal, right wrist is noted to be restricted and is in a cast. Period. The EKG sent with the patient and dated ten 28 2022 reveals a sinus tachycardia med left atrial enlargement, possible first degree AV block, period. ECG done in this office on 11/2/22 reveals sinus rhythm of 69 beats per minute and is otherwise unremarkable. The impression, this is a 76-year-old female with history of asthma, COPD, anxiety, and gastroesophageal reflux disease, who was noted to have an abnormal EKG resulting in cancellation of her initial surgery, period. She was noted to have a sinus tachycardia, which had been subsequently treated with IV fluids and beta blockers, period. The patient is seen today in the office, at which time she is noted to have a normal EKG, period. She has chest discomfort consistent with gastroesophageal reflux disease, period. She has had no exertional chest pain, period. She has no symptoms of palpitations. She does have family history of father having high blood pressure and heart disease, period. Patient herself has no symptoms or prior cardiac disease, period. She had recently tolerated general anesthesia without complications, period. It is felt that patient is clinically stable for her procedure. She is cleared for same. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation on Anita Cordova. Thank you.